Retiring Jim Inhofe slips $511 million into $1.7 trillion omnibus. By Sean Moran on December 20, 2022. Outgoing Senator Jim Inhofe, ROK, the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has $500 million worth of earmarks in the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bills. Inhofe, who is due to retire, has the second highest number of earmarks in the over 4,000-page bill, only losing to Senator Richard Shelby, RL, the vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Inhofe, given that he is due to soon leave the Senate, faces little to no political pressure not to stuff the bill with earmarks. Here are some of the bigger earmarks for Inhofe. $114 million for the Air Force for KC-46A1 Bay Depot Corrosion Control Hangar. $90 million for the Air Force KC-46A2 Bay Program Depot Maintenance Hangar. $86 million for the Army Advanced Individual Training Complex Phase 2 in Oklahoma. $40 million for the Tulsa International Airport, TUL, Air Traffic Control Tower. The omnibus spending bill also includes $45 billion in military and economic aid for Ukraine, which Inhofe has been a vocal advocate for despite Americans' declining support for entanglement in Ukraine. Many of our NATO allies on the front lines with Russia give more aid to Ukraine pound for pound than the US. That's why we need to ramp up industrial capacity to refill our own weapons stocks, sell to allies to refill their own and sustain Ukraine victories, Inhofe wrote in early November. Inhofe shared an infographic that called to destroy Russia together. A Morning Consult poll released in late November found that 48% of registered Republican voters want to decrease the provisioning of foreign aid. The survey revealed that 48% of Republicans want to decrease involvement in other countries' affairs. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned on Friday that a full-blown major war between Russia and the West could possibly break out over Ukraine. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.